You're listening to Rollover Sid Vicious. Martin Rushent's view that during the 1980s, record company investment in new artists, such as Billy Bragg, has been declining, is one generally shared by Colin Thurston.
I feel that record companies are not spending as much money as they used to. With the great way people can do pirates of everything, a lot of people aren't earning what they should be. Record companies are nervous. They tend to do singles deals with bands now, see how singles work, and then they'll do an album. So many bands now only do two singles with this band because we haven't signed them to an album deal yet. I think things are a lot tighter now than they ever used to be. It's very difficult to pick up a band, to hear something and say to a record company, listen, I think this band's great, and the record company say, oh really? In that case, we'll come down and listen to them play. Doesn't happen anymore. Used to. Doesn't now.
Steve Lillywhite.
One thing that I think maybe the 80s is going to be the last decade that you'll see is the record company involvement in an artist over a long period of time. And I think I've seen quotes before, people saying, oh, that you two are probably going to be the last great rock and roll band because record companies now will not allow groups to evolve. You know, because really the first U2 albums got good reviews and everything, but, you know, they weren't really big sellers, and it's all credit to Chris Blackwell and the whole way that Island Records is set up, that, you know, he had faith in them, and he's done that with a lot of artists, you know.
Fairly dim view then of record companies in the 80s. The other side of the coin, the other side of this.